As someone's music we are very proud to play is award-winning comedian David O'Doherty.
Homegrown.
Also. You are homegrown.
Yeah. I'm entering.
Yeah. You want to be a cyclist when you are small. Hey.
Yeah, I am. So I've got my bike from when I was 12.
Right.
I just cycled it in here now.
The same bike?
Yeah, so I wanted to be...
What size were you when you were 12? Yeah, you're over 6 foot.
Yeah, I was 6'1 when I was 12.
Were
and
you?
Then it just stopped.
No, he wasn't.
I was, yeah.
You were not.
I was, yeah. I was, I have not grown, well, I've grown in other dimensions, but yeah, I mean, the cycling career, I would just say the key elements, which is talent, commitment, but I had the bike and I still do, so it still could happen.
What brand?
You just need drugs. Haven't you followed cycling?
It is a Rally 531C, so your classic, the tubing. I mean, guys, we could go on here for hours. The tubing was designed for Spitfires for the ejector seats.
Okay.
Like, that's what the metal in the frames are. So it was the frames that the pros still had until about 1995.
Oh, my God.
And then it all went carbon. Yeah.
It did go carbon, yeah.
But hey,
you know, you decided to pursue comedy instead.
I'd still like to think, though, that it still could happen on the bike.
You'll get the call.
That one day all of the comedy will just be a footnote on my Wikipedia page. It'll be right at the bottom. For a while, David O'Doherty, he had a go at comedy, actually, before revolutionising all sports.
We're delighted that you're doing comedy and being a musician, because I was thinking...
That's debatable.
I was thinking of you when I was watching the film The Green Room on an airplane recently.
Yeah.
And this follows a black musician as he travels around down south. And he had a very specific demand that no matter what location he went to, he must play a Steinway piano. And I thought, I wonder if David O'Doherty, if anything happened to his keyboard...
What would replace that?
Yeah, like if you turned up and your bag got lost by the airline.
Yeah.
What would you do for a gig? Could you play just any keyboard?
Well, number one, it has happened once in the town hall in Galway that we ran out of batteries, and I had to send Lee Mack to Spar to get 6 C-sized Duracells,
which are rare these days.
They are rare. Yeah. Correct. Yeah. They're a man who knows his batteries.
Yeah.
Watch the listenership graph just collapse. It's battery time with me, David O'Doherty.
And Varta isn't part of our vernacular anymore.
So I'd no money, obviously, because I was on stage and it was the middle of a gig and my keyboard stopped working, but I knew it was the battery. So we did a whip round from the front row.
Brilliant.
And it's 15 quid for 3 because they're a fiver for 2. But the battery king obviously knows this. And yeah, he went out and he came back with them. Then he came back drenched with the 6 batteries. So what I'm saying is I can do the jibber jab stand up, just the chatty poo-poos. And then if there's a big piano there, sure, I can play it. But I mean, my question with the Steinway is, does it fit in hand luggage on a Ryanair flight?
Such that
even if they open it, they're like, this is a musical instrument. And I say, no, it's a gift for a child, because they charge you extra for a musical instrument. Whereas gift for a child, an orphan, I might even say, just creeps in under the wire then.
They must think that you are the most kind man in Ireland, who just keeps bringing keyboards to orphans every time he leaves the country.
Like, famous brands of keyboards I can think of are like Roland, Casio, Korg. What brand is yours?
This is the Yamaha Portasound PSS 260. It would be used by... I mean, Stereolab would have used it. Various bands would have used it. But now it's just me. I think I'm the only one left. It's from 1986. Originally got it for my confirmation.
Right.
And have just been... I mean, they get crushed the odd time at gigs. Sometimes I smash them at the end of a tour.
Oh. But
then you can go back on eBay and replenish the stock.
But what happens?
They're not made today, are they?
No, they're not. But there are still a lot of them.
Like, but what happens if they run out?
I know.
Cycling. His career will be cycling. His Rally 531C.
We don't even contemplate what happens then.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I love cycling so much. I think if I die, I want to be buried with this bike. Mm. So I love this bike. So you know the Vikings you'd be set on fire with your longship, with your favorite stuff.
Mm.
So I'm gaffer taped to the handlebars, and then I'm pushed down maybe the hill by Croke Park.
Yeah.
I feel that would be quite poignant. and on fire with favorite podcast
playing.
Maybe the In Our Time, the Radio 4 one playing in my ears. And then I think my favorite product is in my Pockets, which is bottles of Aldi mint source shower gel. Do you know that, the one with the tingle? Yeah. I mean, ladies will not know what I'm talking about here. But pop that on and you're like, how is this still legal?
You must also have your keyboard strapped to you, which is playing that first bit of music you played first while you're on fire.
Yeah, that's the sound.
Head to Valhalla, this is your musical accompaniment.
Or smash through the front window of Fagan's or wherever I'm going. Yes, that is exactly what's happening.
While on fire.
Sad end.
Do you want to pull that microphone down to nearer your speaker so you can people can, because you're going to play us a little tune, right?
I'll play one. I mean, do you want to do this? Is going to be okay. This is
a Yamaha 53 whatever. Yes. I'm going to waste this opportunity.
Okay, here we go. This is going to actually traumatize some people a little bit.
Great.
I'm not giving a warning, but because you can handle it, you should be able to handle this.
Okay.
This probably happened to
warning. This
listeners.
Is a warning.
Here we go. I grew up in an old house, and once a year a mouse would appear in the most horrific possible place. This is true. Once in my pillow. Hiya! Once in breakfast cereal, like actually in. And it was the era where like free stuff, like you'd get a toy. So I'm tipping it out. And I actually think it was my second bowl as well. Hiya! Years went by, and that cute little guy became a very scared of mice man. And he got a place of his own, and it was full of mice. So he paid a man 400 euros to just do whatever had to be done. It's the closest I'll ever get to like a mafia conversation where we never discuss the issue. I'm just like, I have a problem and I need it to be gone. And he's like, it will be done. Now, sometime later, there was a problem in the house with like the plumbing. There was low water pressure in the taps. So the plumber came and he said, did you have a problem in this house with mice? And I was like, I do not like where this is going, but maybe. He said, so they put down a chemical that dehydrates the mice. So they go outside to search for water, but if they can't find a way outside, they smell water in the tanks in the attic. They make their way up, dive into the tank, drown, and over the course of the next 6 to 8 months of filling and emptying, the nutrients are washed from their bodies till they're just skeletons, and then they sink to the bottom and get sucked into the top of the pipe. And then do you know what he said? He said, that's all it was. So I said, are you telling me that every cup of tea for the last 6 months has been mouse juice? And he said, no, that's the fresh water pipe. That comes in from it. This would just be showering and brushing your teeth. But I'll be honest, you guys, in trying to come to terms with this terrible information, I don't think I'm scared of mice anymore. Hey! Probably because I am now over 80% mouse.
Yes, and lovely whiskers, by the way.
Oh my goodness, it's a hard one to do.
Oh, you poor fella.
Yeah.
Come here, people want to see you. They can see you this weekend in Vicar Street.
I'll do Vicar Street, go on.
What day?
I'll do it on a Saturday night.
Excellent.
And night before Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
And now I'll do a little bit at, there's a gig in the Three Arena.
Myself and herself will see you there. We're doing
amazing,
some too.
Amazing.
So we'll all
guys.
Be friends.
What a stadium gig, is that
yeah,
what we call it?
I think so.
Yeah, well, Vicar Street will just, it's just a little, it's just 1,000, you know, before you move on to the 12,000 of that.
Are the 500 people sitting in a 15,000 seater?
Right, Vicar Street, Saturday night, go see David O'Doherty there. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Baze.
He's part mouse.